You're listening to KNKX, and teachers have been in short supply in Washington state in recent years. Now that lawmakers have passed a new school funding plan, some education officials are expressing optimism that higher pay will attract more people into the field. More from 88.5 Youth and Education reporter Ashley Gross.
That shortage of teachers is something Karst Brandsma has experienced firsthand. He's superintendent of the South Kitsap School District.
Right before school got out, we had a retirement ceremony where we had almost 50 teachers who retired from the district, and that was quite a talent drain that are leaving the ranks of public education.
The district's hiring teachers for everything from Spanish and German to special ed and social studies, according to the website. The state's plan would hike the minimum salary for a new teacher to $40,000, up from about $35,000. And South Kitsap could pay teachers more on top of that because of an adjustment for higher housing prices. Brandsma says he's hopeful that will convince more college students to go into teaching.
Having a competitive salary, you know, at least gets it on people talking about it as a possible major in a future career. So I think that clearly helps.
But this is a complicated plan. Former state superintendent of public instruction Terry Bergeson says she did a dance when she heard lawmakers had reached a deal. Still, she cautions they'll have to keep collaborating because there may be things they need to fix.
People that don't live in a budget office or live down at the classroom level, they don't know the ramifications of the decisions they've made. And that's why everybody's so nervous now.
Bergeson is now interim dean of the teacher training program at Pacific Lutheran University. She said she's noticed a positive sign since the funding deal was struck. Districts that had seemed hesitant to hire have started calling her for references for her students. Ashley Gross, 88.5 News.